Property auction websites that work like eBay are becoming more popular. The website Rightmove, which lists homes for sale, says there's been a 10% increase in homes advertised this way, although it is still a relatively small number. But at least six different sites now offer this service. The biggest is called I Am Sold. It has 2,500 estate agents signed up and sells around 350 properties a month by auction. But the property ombudsman says that the disadvantages of buying homes like this need to be made clear. Scott Warren is from the property auction site Whobid, still a relatively new site. Scott, in the past, traditionally, you really needed to be a cash buyer to bid for a home at a property auction. What about via a new website like yours?
So it's quite an interesting concept. So you're completely right. They were so exclusive for cash buyers. The good thing about a modern method of auction is effectively a conditional auction. So the marketing period and everything is the same up until the close or the fall of the online hammer, in which the buyer and seller both enter into an exclusivity agreement where the buyer has usually 28 days in which to exchange contracts, and the seller is legally obliged to do so if the buyer is ready, willing and able within that time frame.
So you've got to be absolutely ready to go in that instance.
You absolutely do. So it's well worth doing your due diligence before you move into that period of exclusivity. But because you do have those 28 days in which to exchange, it does open the doors for those people looking to secure some finance or do a few extra checks through inquiries with their solicitors.
So if you buy via a website like yours, you have only got 28 days to complete.
Yeah, we offer both different types of auctions. So we will do a traditional or unconditional auction, which is an immediate exchange of contracts with completion set 28 days thereafter. We can also offer the modern method of auction, which is the 28-day period in which the buyer has to exchange under an exclusivity agreement, and then it's 28 days to complete thereafter with our system.
So you get longer then, you get double the time a traditional auction?
Effectively, yes.
So I suppose they could appeal to people who might have a mortgage in principle in case, but they don't have to be a cash buyer like someone who's only got 28 days?
Absolutely correct.
So why do you think more people are using these websites now?
I think there's a desire in the marketplace for the security of the process. I mean, I'm quite proud in the South here. We have a 0% fall through rate with our auctions.
Some sales do fall through still, though, don't they?
Some sales can fall through. Absolutely. I'm very proud of our figure here. But equally, across the market as a whole, with the private treaty sales, which is the normal way of selling, the fall-through rate is actually closer to 1 in 3. So any chain of buyers more than three sellers long is statistically guaranteed to fall through.
Well, we had a listener, Keith Squire, contact us because he's interested in a house that's listed for online auction only.
When I first saw the house in the agents, they did mention that there's a reservation fee of 4.1% with a minimum of 6,000. They didn't explain as to whether or not that was on top of the auction price or was included in the final price. When I researched the website, it became clear that the £6,000 would be on top of any bid offer. So, in other words, if I thought the property was worth £130,000, then the most I could go to would be £124,000. In a traditional method, on the sort of houses I'm looking at, the agents would only normally get about £1,500. So there seems to be an extra £4,500 for no real added value.
Scott Warren, why reservation fees that are so high?
Well, this is something that we're looking to change because your listener is absolutely right. There are some astronomical fees that some companies are charging, and 4.2%, 5%, 6%. These have been around in the industry. We're looking to change that. Now, our fees are 2.5% plus VAT, so 3% inclusive of VAT.
That's still a lot more than, if you bought from an agent as a buyer, you wouldn't have to pay any fee.
No, absolutely right. The seller would usually pay the estate agent. It's not uncommon with auctions. It's very important to highlight the fact that with an auction, the process is very different. There are different levels of work that need to be done.
But Scott, I do want to bring in Paula Higgins. She's from the Home Owners Alliance, a property advice website. Paula, last year you described the online auctions as a murky world. Why?
Yes, I mean, we took a look into it because we think it could be, you know, a really innovative way to help homeowners buy and sell their properties. But we were concerned about these, like the minimum non-refundable fee of £5,000 to £6,000, and the fact that it is, and even with with all websites, is that minimum one. If you're paying £6,000, and it's a low value property, it's way more commission than 4.2% or whatever. So I think that the buyers are not being well told about the risks of it. And also, there are also things that, you know, if you are, the buyer is buying a property, they have to take that into account on stamp duty. So they're actually having to pay stamp duty on that extra bit. And I think sellers...
So it's rolled into the price of the house.
It's rolled in. So it's all rolled in. And sellers who maybe are told that it's a 0% commission and it's, you know, there's nothing to pay, but they need to understand that savvy buyers will factor that in.
And briefly, do you think these sites are transparent about that at the moment?
I think they're heading in the right direction, but you know, it's also what concern, because they're going through the local estate agents, they've got lots of local estate agents on their books, is that if somebody goes in and, you know, the local estate agent is set to make a lot more money out of an online auction than if it's a traditional route where they get 1% to 1.25%. So that's what we worry about, that it's more incentive for them to offer that online auction to sellers.
Because we should be clear that most of these sites, they're not individuals putting their homes up for auction. They are, as you say, agents putting them up. So, Scott, isn't your business model, because the agent gets a cut, you get a cut, and so it's not going to be easy to make it cheaper for people to buy in this way?
Yeah, it's very important to recognise that somewhere in this process, somebody is going to pay a fee. So whether it's a seller paying a fee or a purchaser paying a fee, somebody is going to try and absorb those costs in one way or another throughout the process. I think it was Paula who was saying there absolutely has to be more transparency, and this is what we're calling for. You know, the property ombudsman actually state that you need to make aware as soon as possible that, as you know, a savvy buyer is going to factor those fees in to their purchase price, their overall purchase price.
So they should know up front, hopefully. Scott Warren from Whobid, Paula Higgins from the Homeowners Alliance, thank you both for joining us.